Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Zayin Avodah Zarah 27. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing with respect to an idolater, an Ovei Kochavim, performing a Mila, a circumcision. And the Gemara asks, Minayin L'Mila Ovei Kochavim Shehi P'sula, from what is our source for the law that an idolater, if they perform a circumcision, that the circumcision is invalid and there would need to be a new process in order to say that the person fulfilled a kosher bris milah? So there's a dispute about this between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says the reason why we know that an idolater cannot perform a circumcision is because when God spoke to Abraham in Genesis 17:9, God says, "Ata es brisi tishmor, ata v'zaracha acharecha l'dorasam," and you must guard my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for future generations. And we should learn out from this verse that only Abraham's descendants are permitted to perform a circumcision, but not idolaters, because it says ata es brisi tishmor. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says a different source for the idea that an idolater cannot perform a circumcision, because it states just a few verses later in Genesis chapter 17, verse 13, himol yimol. The verse states, himol yimol yelid beischa umiknas kaspecha v'aisya brisi bivsarchem levris olam, that God tells Abraham that all your future generations, all the males, must be circumcised. But he says the words himol yimol, which Rashi says, we read it hamal yimol, that only one who is circumcised can perform the circumcision. Mishahu mahul yimol achirim, one who is circumcised can perform the circumcision. So therefore we see that an idolater who is not circumcised cannot perform the circumcision. So the Gemara asks, what is the distinction? Mai nafkamina, what's the distinction between the position of Rav and position of Rabbi Yochanan? Again, Rav cites the verse, V'ata es brisi tishmor, that you shall guard my covenant, and Rabbi Yochanan cites the verse of himol yimol. So what is the distinction between them? So Gemara suggests several possibilities and rejects them, and then the Gemara concludes, Ika benayu, the distinction between them is an isha, whether or not a woman is allowed to serve as a mol, mohelis. So the what is the source? Lamanda Amar, according to Rav, who says Va'ata es brisi tishmor, then we would say that a woman is not going to be able to serve as a mole. Why? Because Ishalaf Bas Milahi, because a woman is not considered to be within the category of somebody who requires a circumcision. And so therefore, since she's not within the category of somebody who requires a circumcision, she cannot circumcise others. However, according to the one who says Himol Yimol, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Hamal, that one who is circumcised can circumcise, Ika the Isha command Mehila Damir. Then we would say, since a woman is considered, it's as though she has circumcised, it's as though she's already circumcised, therefore we would say that she is allowed to indeed circumcise others. So that is what the distinction is according to the Gemara. So the Gemara challenges that. You mean to say that a woman, according to Rav, cannot be a mohelis, that she can't circumcise people? V'aksiv, but the Torah says explicitly in Exodus chapter 4, verse 25, V'atikach tzipora, that Moshe's wife, whose name was Tzipora, she took a tzor, she took a flint, V'atichrosis arla benah, she cut off the arla of her son. So we see from here that in the Torah, specifically, Tzipora did serve as somebody who circumcised her child. So the Gemara says, and Vatikach Tzipora Tzor, that implies that from the fact that it says she took it, implies that she herself did the circumcision. The Gemara answers, no. Karibe, we read it, Vatokach Tzipora Tzor, that Tzipora caused it to be taken. She told another person to circumcise. She didn't actually circumcise. The Gemara says, what about the fact that it says Vatichros, that Esor Laspinah, she cut off? It implies that she herself did it. The Gemara says, no. Karibe, Vatoch Reis, we shall read it as she caused it to be cut off, meaning to say she told somebody else to do it. She told somebody else to circumcise her child, but she herself didn't do it. Or alternative answer is that, according to Rav, would say not that she told somebody else to do it, but she started the circumcision and Moshe Rabbeinu came along and finished it. And so we see from here, there's a fundamental dispute in the Gemara between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not we say a woman is allowed to serve as a mole, to circumcise a child. So Tosfos says we should rule like Rav, who Rav says that a woman cannot serve as a mole. And Tosfos writes, Ve'ein isha ksher l'mol, a woman is not kosher. Because even though in general, when we say that there's a dispute between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the law is like Rav, nevertheless, even though in general we say the law is like Rabbi Yochanan, nevertheless, in this case, we should say the law is like Rav. However, then Tosfos comes along and cites Baal Halachos Gedolos, who says that a woman is kosher to serve as a moel. Bahag Pasak the Ishak Sheir Olamol, that a woman is kosher to circumcise. So there's a fundamental dispute, which is recorded in the Tosfos. So what do? We go to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch also has a dispute in Yoredeya in Section 264, Law 1, the Mechaber says that a woman can serve as somebody who circumcises. However, the Ramah says that the custom is not to serve, and the Ramah says also that first we have to search for a man. So what do we do about this distinction? So the Aruch HaShulchan says perhaps the practical distinction is when there is a male in a different city. So there the Mechaber would say if there's only a male in a different city, then the woman in that city can serve as the moel, but the Ramah would say, no, since it's the custom that a woman doesn't serve as a moel, that you should still go to the other city in order to track down the man to serve as the moel. So it's a fundamental dispute, even in modern times, whether or not a woman is kosher to circumcise a boy.